Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm very excited to welcome to the show a man who I have tremendous respect for, a guy who is fighting the fight when it comes to school choice like nobody else I know, and that is the one and only Jeff Yass. Jeff, how are you today, sir? It's great. Thanks. It's an honor to have you on the show.
I'm well, Rich. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I want to begin by playing a clip of something President Trump said the other day in Pennsylvania regarding a topic very close to your heart, which is school choice. Take a listen.
I will support universal school choice, and every parent will be empowered to send their child to the public, private, religious, or charter school that is right for them.
Now, you've been fighting this fight for a long time. You have the Yass Prize, which awards scholarships to kids to be able to go to the school of their choice. And you've been a big proponent of this idea. And you've said, you know, it's a winning issue for Republicans. So let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, you know, we would describe it as sort of the civil rights issue of our time. You take Philadelphia, for example. If you're a parent of three children, the Philadelphia school system spends $26,000 per kid. That is double what it spent 30, 35 years ago, adjusted for inflation. The results are worse. The test scores are lower, but the graduation rates are higher because they just graduate people. So that's $1 million. 26,000 times 13 years times three is $1 million. So that mother of three living in a low-income area in Philadelphia is receiving $1 million of tax-free money from the taxpayer. The teachers union comes in and swipes that $1 million out of her hands and says, you go to this school whether you like it or not, where maybe at most 10 or 15% of the kids are on grade level. It's crime-ridden, it's violent, and your kid is more likely to go to jail than they are to go to college. The plan that we would like to do, and that certainly that Trump supports, is say, let the money follow the child. Take that $26,000. We're not increasing that money or decreasing it. Give this woman $13,000 to go to a school of her choice. That would cover every charter school. That would cover all the Catholic schools in the city, and it would cover the vast majority of the private schools. And then put the other $13,000 that the taxpayer has saved in a bank account for the kid in kindergarten. When they graduate, they'll have about $200,000. So for no tax increase, for no spending increase or decrease, just cleaning up the waste and the fraud that the teachers union has piled onto this system over the last 30 or 40 years, we can give this child the education of their choice. They can go to any school they want to go to, plus a $200,000 graduation gift. Now, who in their right mind would be against this program? And the answer is the teachers union.
Right. And the teachers union who always back Democrat politicians. So, for example, when Josh Shapiro was running for governor of Pennsylvania, he said he supported Lifeline scholarships. He gets elected governor of Pennsylvania, and then he completely abandons that position. And we see this from time and time again. Cory Booker used to be a huge proponent of school choice and charter schools until he wanted to run statewide for office. The teachers union control these people.
Well, you know who is a funny one? Well, Hillary Clinton was for school choice when she was the first lady of Arkansas. And you're not going to believe this one, but Elizabeth Warren was for school choice. In her book, she wrote how middle-class families are suffering because their schools are so bad. They have to go to a neighborhood they can't really afford to go to a good school. So she suggested a voucher so they don't have to buy an expensive house and they can stay in their neighborhoods. So that's Elizabeth Warren. This is only like, 8 or 12 years ago or something. So just imagine how she gets the call from the unions. They say, you cut this out or else you're gone. And she's never mentioned it again.
Well, she's had a lot of fake identities, so that would just go along with a long list of that. Jeff, Jeff Yass is with me. It's great to have him. When you award the Yass Prize, you do this and you give this to these kids, and I've seen the videos of this on YouTube, and I mean, it is like these kids have won the lottery.
It is. I think you're thinking of maybe children's scholarship funds where the mothers cry, the kids cry. The Yass Prize is really started by my wife. And the idea was that there are, if vouchers come, and there's a lot of states that have ESAs, educational savings accounts, or in Pennsylvania, we have earned income tax credits. There's money, not enough, but there's some money for kids to go, but there isn't enough supply. So we comb the country looking for entrepreneurs who are basically running small schools or small programs who could scale it up if they got a lot of money. So we gave them money like a venture capitalist would give them money and said, here's a couple hundred thousand dollars, or the first prize winner is $1 million. Now go expand and go from a couple hundred kids to a couple of thousand kids and let 1,000 flowers bloom. That was the idea of the Yas Prize, to make it like a venture capital fund for budding entrepreneurs in the education field.
I love it. I love it. Were you happy to hear Trump bring this up the other day in Pennsylvania to say we're going to support universal school choice? I think it's a winning issue. You and I have talked about this before privately. It is the civil rights issue of our time. And I think for a lot of people, if you look at the black vote in this country, because let's face it, there are a lot of black voters and Latino voters. Their kids would benefit from this without question. So I think it's an issue the Republicans should hammer. I think it's a true winner for them.
I couldn't agree more. It is the dividing line. And when you talk about the people who say, what about our democracy? What about our democracy? Well, most in black communities, school choice is favored by 80 to 85% of the people. Latinos, something similar. So why won't they let them have it? Why won't they let it go to a referendum? And why won't they let it go to a vote? Because they know they will lose, and they know they will lose power. What cheered me up so much when Trump said that in Indiana, Pennsylvania on Monday, he said he would close the Department of Education. The Department of Education doles out $80 billion a year to K through 12 schools, and they're the money is not wisely spent, to say the least. If that department was completely closed and all they did was give out that $80 billion to states that have scholarship programs, which cost half as much as what the government schools cost, then for $80 billion, you can educate, if it was 10,000 a kid, that's 800,000. That's 800,000 kids that would be freed, and you would be saving the state the other $80 billion, because they're paying twice that price. So the state would save $80 billion. 800,000 kids would get. Eight million kids would get. Would get a scholarship. There would be a marketplace for new schools, with entrepreneurs would know, wow, these kids have $10,000 to spend. I'm going to open up a school in these states. And Trump understands that, and he's trying to do that, and closing the Department of Education and just making it a funder for this entrepreneurship is the way to go. And the dividing line, this should not be a partisan issue, because theoretically the Democrats' constituencies are black people and Latino people, but they are enslaving these people, and Trump wants to liberate them. And to me, it's a defining issue of our time. That's why I spend my time and effort on it. But unfortunately, I got to tell you, it hasn't gained the traction that I hoped it would.
Well, it should. And there's another thing, too. We have to talk about the elephant in the room here as well. Democrats oppose school choice for two reasons. Number one, the teachers union controls them. And, like in my state of New Jersey, where I live, the NJEA, they have an entire political action committee that just doles out money to Democrats. And they're a ferocious organization. But the second reason, of course, is Democrats want to be able to indoctrinate our children, from everything on climate change to socialist policy. And they know that as long as they control the monopoly in education, they can control our children's minds. And we have to address that fact, too, because school choice would also solve a lot of these problems. Fights about books in classrooms and fights about curriculum, because it would give parents the ability to say, I don't like what's being taught at this school. I want to move my child to a different school that more aligns with my values.
That's exactly right. And one of the reasons why this has been a fantastic last couple of years for school choice is because of a blessing that came out of COVID was people saw what was actually going on.
Right.
Now, when I went to school, the old days, okay, the schools might have been a little incompetent, but there was no indoctrination. Now it's all indoctrination. So we've picked up another ally in the school choice movement to say, look, you teach my kids how to read and write. You're not teaching them. You're not, inflicting your values on my kids. That's the parents' job. So it's picked up a whole new constituencies that it didn't have before. That it didn't have before COVID.
Yeah, I remember that, Jeff. I remember that just sitting there with my wife, Bridget, and looking at some of the curriculum and thinking, wow, this is an eye-opener. And my kids were young in a great school district. But then we started talking to parents who were really digging into this stuff, and they just couldn't believe it. And that's what really opened up this national conversation, But then there was the other thing around COVID, too, which is how they had the idea of lockdowns and keeping the kids out of the classroom. And that we know was also the teachers union working with the CDC to orchestrate that. And that was another incredibly frustrating thing for parents.
Well, just think of the damage that did. The private schools, the Catholic schools were by and less open. The government schools were closed, and these kids are going to suffer for the rest of their lives. I think what we need to get out there is that these undeserved parents need to think twice about who they vote for. They generally tend to vote Democratic. I'm asking these people, please look at what they are doing to you. There is a program out there that would give you the school of your choice and $200,000 when you graduate, and they're saying no. Are they really your friends? Are they really caring about your well-being? Obviously not. They only care about power, and they only want to be funded by the teachers' union. This is what we're trying to spark. When these people vote their interests, not the teachers' union's interests, then we will have a revolution in this country.
Yeah, and as you think about it, too, if Republicans keep beating this message and Trump keeps beating this message and he undercuts the black vote that would go to Harris and he gets more of that, he doesn't have to win it, but he just digs into that number. That makes a huge, huge difference right there. So then let me ask Jeff Yass to put
way,
on his...
By the way, on that, DeSantis beat Gilliam in Florida, he got 18% of the black women vote, which is like an astonishing number because he ran so strong on school choice. So like you said, he certainly didn't come anywhere close to a majority. He got 18%, but he normally gets 8%. And that was the difference between winning and losing.
All right, so let me ask you to put on your poker player hat, because you love the games of chance. So I want to ask you to give me some election betting odds. Can we talk about that?
Yes, we can.
All right. How do things look right now? I hear this all the time, and every time I go on Fox News, it's always the same thing about Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. Whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the White House. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I'm not just saying it because I live in Pennsylvania. I'm not trying to brag because I'm a Pennsylvanian. But the election is exactly tied right now. It's incredible. It's a 50-50 shot. Pennsylvania is exactly tied. It's a 50-50 shot. If you told me who's going to win Pennsylvania, I could, with about 85-90% certainty, tell you who's going to win the election. So Pennsylvania, is more likely than not to determine who's going to win. And that's why 15% of Pennsylvania is Latino. They would love to go to Catholic schools if they can afford it, which they can't. And the ones who are already in Catholic schools are paying would love not to be double taxed, pay a tax for a government school they don't use, and then have to pay $10,000 or whatever it is for a Catholic school. So we're hoping that Trump and McCormick go out there and explain to the people of Pennsylvania that if they get elected, they will do whatever they can to get these policies through. You will get a great education, and you will get $200,000 when you graduate. If they can convince just a tiny fraction of Pennsylvanians that that's the case, it's enough to tip an election, enough to have the Republicans win Pennsylvania, and that would be enough to win the entire election.
I agree with you 100%. 100%. Exactly what you just said. Because, again, we're talking about margins that are so thin. 10,000 votes here, 10,000 votes there. It all makes such a difference when you're talking about a state that is statistically tied. And so between get out the vote efforts and winning over different demographic groups on different issues, this plays into family values, too. I'll give you something else, too. I think it also matters in rural areas where you have schools that are not that great and parents that know that they would love to be able to send their kids to private schools, but they're dealing with economies in, say, like Western Pennsylvania, for example, where they've been decimated by the war on energy. And so they don't have the ability and the means to be able to send their kids to better schools.
In Bradford, Pennsylvania, you know, where Fetterman's from, the amount of school spending is up to $35,000 per kid.
What?
So many kids, yes, so many kids have left the system, but the schools are so horrible, they make Philadelphia schools look okay, that because of the program that the unions got in there called Held Harmless, when a kid leaves and he goes, you know, he moves or he goes to another school or he's homeschooled, the money stays behind. It's called Held Harmless. So right now, if you're a kid and you go to school in Bradford, Pennsylvania, the government is going to be spending $35,000 per person on these kids. It's absolutely outrageous. If they get, you know, Bradford's one of the poorest cities in the country. If they gave these kids half the $35,000 and a voucher, they would not be poor anymore. Poverty in Bradford, Pennsylvania, same thing as Philadelphia, would be gone overnight if this program was put in.
This was a joy to have you on the show. Will you please come back?
I'm ready. Thank you, Rich. I really appreciate it.
No, Jeff, thank you. Jeff, yes, thanks for everything you're doing, and we will talk again, my friend. Keep up the great fight. You are a true fighter and a patriot, and we are very, very lucky to have you on our side, so thank you.
Okay. My pleasure. Thank you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.